ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. Turon Davenport with us here on the program, covers the Titans for ESPN. Also host of Talking with TD. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in TD to the program. Turon, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Not a lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. TD, how surprised were you that the Packers were able to run the ball as effectively as they did against the Titans? And what do you make of that matchup this week for the Titans trying to stop the Dolphins' rushing attack with their quarterback situation?
Yeah, no, I was definitely surprised. I mean, yeah, 73 of it coming from Malik Willis. And, you know, he had the most rushing yards by a Packers quarterback since Don Majkowski in 1990. So
legend.
That says a lot.
Magic man.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you look at what they were able to do. And I talked to Kenneth Murray Jr. about it yesterday, just the way that they're, you know, able to try to, you know, get you out of your gaps. And that's something that they did. And other times, man, like, you know, they hit those edges and they found success there. And that's something that this week is going to be interesting, seeing how that goes against the Dolphins, because they have track runners at running back and they like to get outside, but they're not finding the same degree of success this year that they did last year. So we'll see.
Yeah, that is an interesting, obviously the quarterback situation is, to me, makes this a game that the Titans, that's attainable for sure for the Titans, and they need it badly, but also just this style of defense and what they do in general, TD, against what the Dolphins do. Like, what is the key to you in that matchup, or if there's a matchup in there that you would say is key?
Oh, well, of course, if you're talking about offense versus defense overall, I mean, it's the Tyreek Hill and Legarius need. But if you focus on the run game, it will be just the wide zone against the Titans' struggles to set that edge. Most of the runs that have been successful against the Titans have been on the outside. So it kind of plays right into what the Dolphins want to do. But let's see if the emphasis on setting the edge will produce results on Monday.
TD, not a ton to be excited or happy about if you're a Titans fan, really all year, but certainly last week against the Packers. One thing was DeAndre Hopkins getting a little bit more involved and back into the fold. How good was that to see, and how much more do you think that could be the case for them as they move forward here?
Yeah, I think if you're a Titans fan, you're excited about that, because you know that's where Will Levis, he excels. And they're going back to the scene where Hopkins, you know, he really helped Levis, right? And we're talking about, you know, Levis, his only 300-yard passing game. So it's definitely good. It's something for Titans fans to be excited about. But the thing is, the next progression, right, is to have that show up, but not at the cost of Calvin Ridley not being productive, right? You got to get both. You got both guys. Get production from both of them.
So we talked a lot this week, TD, not just this week, but I think it gets more and more as things go, and Will Levis keeps making, you know, killer mistakes. Even if the pick six, you know, it was not nearly the mistake of what he did the first 2 weeks. But we've talked a lot about just the balance for Brian Callahan of, like, the locker room, you know, these guys working hard, trying to win. And if the quarterback is the one that keeps costing them games, you know, how much do you take that into consideration? Let me ask you this, because to me, it's like, I understand, and I've heard D-Mace and Chris Sanders this week talk about, you know, the danger of losing the locker room, but also, like, I guess if I was Brian Callahan, I could seriously almost defer a little bit. Like, organizationally, this season is also, like, you are talking about the potential gigantic financial investment or not in this player, and so you have to take that time and you have to give that runway. Is that a viable, like, even discussion point for a coach and a locker room when it's like, when there is a bigger picture beyond this team's results?
Yeah, it's something that he has to think about, but I don't know if that's something that he could tell Tyler Boyd, right? Who is playing on a 1-year deal. You know what I mean? Like, forget that. Like, I got to worry about, you know, my future, and I'm putting work in, and I came here with the understanding that it was going to be this, this, and this. So, yeah, I mean, I understand that, but there's different values, you know what I mean? So it's tough. The good thing right now is, it's funny to say it's good, but they're losing for reasons other than the quarterback, right? Like, he's contributing to it, but there's other things that you could point to and say, hey, they got to get that together too. So that's one of the, what happens, right, in talking to some of the defensive players, you know, when I ask them about Will Levis himself, and they're like, hey, man, like, you know, we got to get him in better position by getting turnovers. We got to stop teams from running on us the way that they did. So that mindset that these guys have is going to, for now, and I stress for now, because it's inevitable that there's going to be a time where they lose a game and it's on the strength of Levis or you know what I mean? So for now, you know, these guys are they're even keeled, and they're not looking at, you know, hey, this guy is costing us the game.
So how much of this city will be on fire, TD, if they get down to Miami on Monday night, lose that game, fall to 0-4 heading into the bye week?
Yeah, man. Four alarm blaze. I guess you could call it that. No, I mean, look, that's another thing some of the guys are talking about, you know, how this game, you know, winning this game could be a launching point for them. So it's you split the season in quarters traditionally, right, with the old way of, you know, 16 games. And, I mean, to go 0-4 in the first quarter of the season is tough. And, you know, to have that stewing into the bye, that would be really bad for them. So you definitely look at that and you say, hey, they have to win this game. It's one of those early must-wins for them.
At right tackle. Right tackle, TD. I'm of the opinion that I understand Nicholas Petitfrere has struggled a ton. There's no question. And that one sack in particular was a bad look. I think it will absolutely get worse if they go to Jalen Duncan based on what I've seen from him. So, you know, at this point, I mean, to me, the decision should be Petitfrere still, but they're, you know, other than going to get a Chris Hubbard, or is it in your mind viable, even though Dylan Raiden's all offseason has been told you're a guard, you're the right guard, all that stuff, and he's got that job. Is that at some point a consideration, do you think, like a Raiden's bump out and a Brunskill at right guard?
I personally don't do that, right? And you look at some of the comments coming from the guys last week, right? Hey, we're finally getting to a point where, you know, we're getting comfortable with the technique we're being coached. Okay. Imagine getting comfortable and then someone saying, hey, you know what? Forget all that stuff that I taught you. You got to do it this way at this position. And I think that's what you put Dylan Raiden's up to if you do that. So me personally, no, I don't do that. You're right about Petitfrere. He should stay there over Duncan. I mean, when Duncan came in, I mean, there was, granted, the effort on the strip sack wasn't good from Petitfrere, but dang, man, did you see the couple sacks that Jalen Duncan gave up? So like,
yes,
you go for, that's a tough situation. And I would say this, and I'm not trying to, you know, be a sunny side up type of guy or anything like that, but there were a couple snaps, a couple reps against Rashawn Gary where you're like, okay, Petitfrere, I see. But, you know, the effort has to be there, play it and play out. And then the give a damn part of it. I mean, look, you get benched. I get it. Nobody likes it. But, dog, put your helmet on the sideline. Like, that's not acceptable. So that's something that, you know, me as a coach, I would have a problem with that. But I still think that, you know, they should go with him this week again.
Yep, very well said. TD, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us, and have yourself a good time in Miami.
Yeah, for sure, man. Appreciate it, man. Hopefully this weather, you know, gets a little better.
Yes, no doubt about that. Teron Davenport joins us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock here on the program. We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans. We'll have Pigskin Pick'em coming up at 8:30. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.